Well, I want to start off with a picture that the Lord gave me that really prompted this message. And this picture was, we were all in, as you know, we're on this off-road journey. And, you know, 2020 has really brought us back into the garage for a checkup, for a refueling. And, you know, and this picture was, we were in all in this garage and we were all in our vehicles. It was like we were ready to go. And what was really interesting about these vehicles were that the inside, the interior was completely modified. It was a completely different interior that we had. And the Lord then kind of really emphasized the CB radio. And if you guys know, it's something that the, you know, truckers use to communicate with one another. And our vehicles didn't have these. And the Lord really emphasized this radio. And then I heard the Lord tell me to speak into it. So I picked up this radio and I spoke into it and I said, hello. And then the Lord said, keep this channel open and on. And then he brought me to the glove compartment box. Something brought my attention there. So I went to the glove compartment box and I opened it. And inside that compartment box was a map, a completely different map. But this map had so many different roads on it that were winding here, winding there. There were a lot of bends. Nothing was really marked and it looked rather confusing to follow. But then I heard the Lord say on the radio again, keep this channel open and on. So this morning, I want to talk about tuning into God's frequency. And then I want to be able to discuss and share with you three things the shepherd's voice does. And then go into what is our response as sheep, as the saints. And then I want to share different ways that we can hear the Lord's voice. And I want to share five that have helped me personally hear the Lord's voice. And as we go into this week of prayer and fasting, I want to encourage you. And I'm also speaking to you kids, if you can hear this, I'm encouraging you as well, that you can hear his voice and to expect it this coming week. So along with that picture that the Lord gave me, of course, he gave me a scripture to go with it. So I'm wondering if we can turn to John chapter 10. And we're going to start at verse 1. And this is the good shepherd and his sheep. And of course, this is Jesus talking in a parable here. And I'll start at verse 1. It says, very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, climbs in by other way, a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and very important here, he calls his sheep by name and leads them out. Verse 4, when he has brought out all his own, he goes on to follow him because they know his voice. And verse 5, but they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. You see, God is really speaking to us all the time. He created us so he could have fellowship with us and enjoy our company. You know, when Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden, they enjoyed deep, intimate communion with the Father until they sinned. Sin caused God's voice, we can say, to go out of tune, and for them and for all of us ever since. But that's not God's desire. And here's a prophetic word I want to speak over you this morning. And that is, he would like to restore your hearing this morning so that you can have a deeper fellowship with him. He wants to give you that surround sound hearing. And there's some of you here this morning that you feel like, oh, the Lord doesn't speak to me. I never hear his voice. I want to let you know that's going to change. The Lord is giving you new set of ears. And there's some of you here this morning that you hear from the Lord, and that's fantastic. But the Lord wants to give you an upgrade. And so we all know what a radio is like when it's out of tune, right? Maybe when you turn it on, there is nothing there except static. Maybe you can hear two or three stations at the same time. Or sometimes the signal is weak as you travel out of range for the station you want. You know, a digital dial allows for more precision. But when you have a manual dial, you may have to fiddle back and forth for quite a while until you get the channel to come in strong and clear. And trying to hear God's voice is something like a radio. The signal is out there, and it is strong and clear, but you have to tune into it. You also have to tune out all the other signals, or you'll be listening to chaos and confusion. And I think we can all agree with that. Yes, there may be hundreds and hundreds of choices in radio stations, but within yourself, there are three possible voices that you can tune into. Can anyone guess at what those three possible voices that you would hear? There's a little interaction here. If someone wants to unmute and share, what do you think those three are?
I'd like to share one.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, friendship with the world seems to be something the Lord's talking about to me.
Yeah, very good.
I'd say self, Satan, and God.
Yes. Yes, very good. I think that was Aaron. Yeah. Thank you, ladies, for that. Yeah, it's God's voice. It's your own voice, yourself, or Satan's voice. And of course, it's very important to be able to tell the difference. And the truth is, you can tell the difference, but it might take some fine tuning. And that's what I hope to do this morning, or the Lord will do this morning. You know, just as in that scripture, a shepherd spends a lot of time with his sheep, and as a result, they develop a level of familiarity and intimacy with one another. The shepherd comes to know each of his sheep well enough to give them names based on their marking and their behavior. And the sheep will also grow accustomed to their shepherd, his ways, and are able to accurately know the voice of the shepherd, and they'll develop this sense of whether or not he cares about them and can be trusted. See, and the role of the good shepherd is to also guide and correct his sheep and to keep them safe away from harm. And when David wrote Psalm 23, your rod and your staff, they comfort me, he was referring to the shepherd's two tools of the trade, a hook staff to restrain sheep who are going astray, and a rod used both as a weapon to ward off predators, but it's also to bring correction by a swift tap on the body when necessary. See, God's unconditional love is foundational, but Jesus also wants to teach us the wisdom we need to live securely in his care. There's both love and truth in his shepherding. And in John 10, verse 10, it says, I have come that they might have life and have it more fully. And that's the whole idea. That's the beauty, to experience the life we were created to live, full of love and purpose. So what is it that the shepherd's voice does? So I want to share three things that it does. The shepherd's voice, number one, it goes before us. Psalm 23, verse 1 and 2. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. In other translation, it says, I have everything I need. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. Now, I personally find great comfort in this idea. The good shepherd goes before us to prepare the way, which means there's no place that we go that the shepherd hasn't already been. As you know, we're all on this off-road journey. We're going where we've never gone before. And this new map that I'm looking at is confusing. But I am so grateful that we have a father who's already gone ahead of us and knows exactly where to go. He's already made sure that the path is clear and safe. Yes, there's going to be hardships. Yes, there's going to be mishaps. There's going to be struggles. There's going to be obstacles. And we've seen that in 2020. But God has already seen those and knows how to help us navigate those. We've had a lot of obstacles, but the Lord has showed us how to navigate it. And especially in 2021, he wants to guide us through these treacherous territories, not only as we move forward as WEC, but also in our own individual lives. See, Deuteronomy 31, verse 8 says, the Lord is the one who goes ahead of you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Deuteronomy 1, verse 30, the Lord is your God who goes before you. Sorry, I'll say that again. The Lord your God who goes before you will himself fight on your behalf. And Psalm 139, you go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. And oh, I can tell you, there's so many other beautiful scriptures that can encourage us. So he has already prepared a way for us to get through 2021. All we have to do is to continue to listen to his voice and turn into his frequency. So number one, the shepherd's voice goes before us. Number two, the shepherd's voice guides us. John 10, 4 to 5. And when we prepare our hearts through prayer and worship, we are able to move more fully and more clearly listen to the voice of God. Because when we listen, the voice of God guides us. I'm going to use Moses as an example. Moses led over 600,000 people out of Egypt in the middle of the night. God did not lead Moses and the Israelites through the enemy land. Rather, he led them through the desert towards the Red Sea. And as they journeyed to the promised land, God led his people with a pillar of cloud during the day and a pillar of fire at night. Now, following these incredible sights would remind us and would remind them that God was always with them, guiding them each step of the way on their journey to the promised land. Now, imagine this. Imagine if Moses did not listen to God's voice for guidance. What would have happened? It would be a completely different story. What would happen if Moses did not listen when he got to the Red Sea? Imagine if he didn't listen to the Father's voice, and he did and guided them to the promised land. You see, the voice of the shepherd guides us. The third thing it does is the voice of the shepherd protects us. John 10, 27. I say that because you must make sure that the voice you are listening to is the right voice. And yes, it does take a lot of work. There are a lot of voices out there right now vying for your attention and loyalty. There are a lot of voices that want you to think that they are the voice of the shepherd, when in reality, they are the voice of the thief that Jesus describes and warns us about in verse 10. We didn't go into that, but I encourage you to read further. See, the voice of the stranger, whose voice the sheep won't recognize and fear, that of a thief and a robber who comes to kill, steal, and destroy, Satan's voice can give the illusion of being positive, of being friendly. But his purpose, as we all know, is to turn us away from God, make us take a different path than the Lord wants it for us to take. You know, sheep are extremely vulnerable animals. They don't have any means of defending themselves, no sharp teeth or claws. And even if they aren't directly injured, they sometimes die from panic when being attacked. They need the safety, security, and direction of the shepherd's care, of the shepherd's voice. And, you know, we're all like sheep, then we would like to admit it. Left to ourselves, we're vulnerable to the dangers and the deadliness of sin and the threat of the enemy. And we need to help, and we need his help to survive in this world. So what is our role then? If the voice of the shepherd goes before us and he guides us and he protects us, so what is our role when he speaks to us? Well, the sheep listen and they follow the shepherd. And Lainey, I just want to say thank you for being an example of this morning. You heard the Father's voice. And yes, it took a lot of courage to confess in front of your brothers and sisters, but you heard his voice, you listened, and you obeyed, and you shared. So Lainey, thank you. I just want to affirm that. Thank you for being a perfect example of that. You know, a sheep has poor eyesight. They rely more on their sense of hearing, so they would be listening for the gate to open. Once the sound of the gate got their attention, they would stop what they're doing and listen for the shepherd to call them out. Now, here is something very important I need you to really pay attention to. Notice that they do not come at the sound of the gate, but they come at the sound of the shepherd's voice. The watchman opens the gate, but the sheep do not move until they hear the shepherd call them. The sound of the gate means stop. Pay attention and listen for the master's voice to call you out. We are in our off-road vehicles. The garage door is opening, but that doesn't mean we roll out. We need to keep that radio station on and wait for the Lord to say, okay, now's the time to roll out, not when the garage door opens. Like the sound of the gate for the sheep, God will do things to get our attention so we listen to him. If we're distracted by something else, we are going to miss what is being said. We're going to miss our cue. And there are times when I'll be listening to the radio station on my way to work in the morning, and the Lord will move me to pray. And sometimes I've started to pray, and he will stop me and tell me to turn the radio off, even though I have it on very, very low. But I need to focus on what I need to say, as well as listen for what he will say in response. And we know prayer is a two-way conversation. Although sometimes we don't treat it like that, we treat it more like a monologue than a dialogue. If we do not take the time to listen for God's response, we're going to miss something important. It would be like going to the doctor and telling him all the things that are going wrong with me. And after expressing all of my concerns, I say, well, thanks for listening. And then I head out the door. That would be silly. What good does it do to go to the doctor, tell him what's wrong, and not listen for a response? Likewise, as we approach the throne of God with everything that's on our mind, we need to listen for his response. You know, earlier I said that sheep have poor eyesight. Spiritually speaking, there are times when we will have poor eyesight. We won't be able to see certain things, or we may not see things too clearly. It's in those times we need to rely on our hearing skills more than our vision skills. And it's been said that if you have lost one of your senses, the others will be more sensitive to compensate for that loss. Since the sheep eyesight is not very good, it relies on listening to the shepherd's voice, and they follow it wherever it goes on ahead of them. Therefore, the sheep trust the voice of the shepherd, knowing he will never lead them in the wrong direction. God's never going to lead us in the wrong direction, but in the right direction. Now, has God ever called you by name? Well, guess what? The shepherd wants to identify his sheep by name. When you get a pet, you give him a name, like, let's say, Shuby. When the pet knows his name, he will come when you call him. The shepherd does the exact same thing. This also shows a sense of intimacy with the sheep. They're not just a bunch of sheep, but they're looked at as individuals. God knows us by name. There were more times in scripture when God would say something to someone to get their attention. He called out Abraham by name when he wanted him to stop him from sacrificing Isaac. When Mary didn't recognize Jesus after his resurrection, Jesus spoke her name, and then she immediately knew it was Jesus. When we listen to our shepherd's voice, he will always, always, always lead us in the right direction. Knowing him more allows us to trust him more. And this will help you hear his voice more clearly. So our role, WEC, is that we need to listen and obey when we hear the Lord's voice. So what are some ways that we hear the Father's voice? What are some ways that the Lord speaks to us? And I just want to briefly share five that have impacted me, that have helped me hear the Father's voice. And one sure way to know you're listening, that you're hearing God's voice, is to line up whatever you hear against the Word of God. So that's scripture. In 2 Timothy 3:16, it says, all scripture is inspired by God. God will never tell you to do, think, or say anything different to his word. If you have a thought and you don't know if it's God or not, you can look it up in the Bible and settle it right away. You know, one of the biggest things when it comes to delivering prophetic words the Lord will give me is, okay, Lord, well, is that you? Boom, I'll follow it up with a scripture, which will balance it out and will make it say, yes, this was from the Lord. Just as I got this picture for the sermon, the Lord gave me John 10. The Spirit of God will only tell you to do things that will give you a more abundant life. Every change he tells you to make is designed to bring blessing into your life and minister grace to you. And you know, God always agrees with his written word, and his word agrees with him. Psalm 138 says he has magnified his word even above his name. That means God has put his name on his written word, the way we would put our name on the bottom of a contract. He has given us his word as a covenant and signed it by the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. And God trains us to recognize his voice through his written word. He uses it to tune our spiritual ears to what is real so that we can easily recognize the counterfeit. And when you are trained to hear God's voice in his word, the devil won't be able to sneak deception on you. The second thing, the way the Lord has spoken to me, is that still small voice of the Holy Spirit. And literally, this phrase can be translated as the voice of silence or a silent whisper. And sometimes it's called that inner voice where God speaks through your inner declarations by his spirit to yours. And this often comes to us when we slow down enough to listen. And we all know a busy mind is a hindrance to hearing the still small voice of the Lord. It speaks of spending time listening to the Spirit in times of reflective prayer and meditation. And I have found that many of my best and most inspired ideas and prophetic words have come in times of prayer, when I have quieted my spirit enough simply to be still and listen. And it was like less talking and more listening. And you know what happens when we are still? There's a promise. There's a promise when we are still. And that promise is He will come. The Holy Spirit, the Counselor, will converse with you. I guarantee you that. The third thing, the way that the Lord speaks is through visions. You know, the word vision means to see. Visions from God are heavenly scenes, supernaturally imposed on the eyes and mind while you're awake. A scene you can see with the natural eye. And I get a lot of those, and that's how He speaks to me. And I know we don't have time, but, you know, if you're taking notes, go to 2 Kings chapter 6, 14 to 17. There's an amazing example of an open vision. And I pray that you, each one of you, will experience visions. You know, the fourth thing is the Lord will speak through visions, but He'll also speak through dreams. And we all know dreams are a series of images and ideas that occur while we're sleeping. Spiritual dreams originate in the spirit and carry specific messages from the Lord. An encountering spiritual dream is where God speaks directly to the person. Look at Genesis 31, 24, Matthew 2 and 13. You know, and a side note is, you know, another type of dream is where there's no direct voice. And of course, that needs an interpretation, which will lead me to my next point. And I hold this point very, very, very dearly to me. It means a lot. And we can also sense God's voice through the lives and the counsel.
I don't have an answer for that.
Sorry, that was my watch there. Okay, where were they? Hey, Siri was just talking to me. It picked up my voice and thought I was asking it something. So we can also sense God's voice through the lives and the counsel of other Christians. Psalm 12. As sharpened, oh man, this is funny. Okay, Psalm 12, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Where would any of us be without the benefit of fellow saints we've met, whether personally or through the ministries of speaking and writing, who have helped us along the way? You know, just as God has created the natural family to nurture and guide us, so has He has designed the church as its spiritual counterpart, given to encourage, sharpen, and inspire us. And you know, I can speak to each one of you how, you know, a lot of you have spoken into my life, and you know what, I hold that with great, great, great value. So in closing, you know, Jesus Christ is the faithful shepherd of our souls, who loves us and wants to guide and protect and care for us. And as we start off this new year, may we listen well for His voice through scripture, prayer, dreams, visions, being still, and fellow believers to draw us closer to Him. And you know what happens when you are tuned in to the right frequency? When we have blocked out all those other noises, the Lord doesn't stop talking. And I mean that in the most beautiful way. It is so life-giving. There's so much fruit in it that you do not want Him to stop talking. You do not want to change that channel. You know, about 10 years ago, Twal and I went to International House of Prayer in Kansas City. We took a course there. And of course, you're surrounded, you're cut off really from all the distractions of the world. because you're on campus and you're away from everything. And, you know, they have these apartment blocks that, you know, where you would stay in, and there's no TV, there's nothing. So, you know, you're immersed in going to a course. You're immersed in going to their 24 prayer and worship. You're immersed into evening church services. And I tell you, the Lord would not stop talking. And, you know, the amount of prophecies that came out of my mouth for people on the street, for people in my class, for the leaders, it was like the Lord would not stop giving me revelation after revelation. And I didn't want it to stop. It was most beautiful. So Weck, you can hear his voice. Expect it. You know, I listened to someone named Emma Stark, who's a prophetic lady. And she was, someone asked her, what do you do for a living? And her response, I hear from God for a living. Wow. I want that. I want to say that. I want to be able to say that. That I hear from God for a living. And as you break off into your church houses, I want you guys to discuss two questions here. The first one is, are you tuned into the right frequency? Don't answer that right away. Go to the Lord in prayer and ask him, are you tuned into the right frequency? And the second question is, what is preventing you from keeping the line and the frequency open and clear? So, are you tuned into the right frequency? And what's preventing you from keeping the line and the frequency open and clear? And before I hand it off to George, Weck, I pray Ephesians 1:17 over you. And I ask that God would give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation to know him better and more deeply as you go into this week of praying and fasting. And I ask him to take off anything from your eyes, anything from your ears and your heart that has stopped you from seeing him clearly, hearing him clearly for who he truly is.